Hi, and welcome to the Daisy Take. I'm your host, Daisy Elizabeth, and I want to welcome you to Murdered and Missing Monday on the Daisy Take. And I want to apologize to all of you for being so late with my episode today. I had a little bit of things going on today. It was not a very good day for me. Just a lot of trauma that's been going on. So I really want to step back for a moment and apologize to you all because I know that you expect my podcast to come out at 9 in the morning. And so I do apologize for that. It just was a very traumatic, heavy day that I'm trying to process. And I still haven't gotten my way to process that. But I do apologize to you. So my listeners out there, I'm very sorry. And I do apologize. I do Murdered and Missing Monday every Monday. I want to give a voice to the Indigenous community. I think that it's all of our responsibility. If one sister goes missing, it's all of our responsibility. And I say that every single time. Information for today's podcast comes from charlieproject.org, uncovered.com, fbi.gov, and namus.gov. This episode contains subject matters that may be sensitive to some listeners. Listener discretion is advised. William Head was last seen in Albuquerque, New Mexico on 11-18-2014. He is known to hitchhike all over the country. William's sister reported to the Albuquerque Police Department she had not heard from her brother since November 2014. She stated he would commonly call her once a week from different payphones. William was supposed to go to Nashville to visit his sister sometime in 2014, but he never called to say when he was coming to visit. His sister reported that he had not picked up his mail from the Indian Center, but had not picked it up since November 2014. And that information came from namus.gov, and that is the only information that I have on him. Wilbert Martin, he went missing on November 18, 2014. I believe he was 29, American Indian or Alaskan Native, a male, hair color is black, his weight's about 180, missing since 11-2-2004 from Clagto, Arizona. And I hope I'm saying that correctly. I do apologize. Male, Native American, 32 years old, 5'4 to 5'5, 130 to 140 pounds. Unknown description, but he usually wears a baseball cap and may wear a crucifix necklace. Martin is mentally disabled and may not either remember his identity or how to get home. He has black hair and brown eyes. Nicknames are Wovey and Woobert. He normally keeps his hair tied back in a ponytail. He's both far-sighted and near-sighted and needs glasses, but doesn't wear them. He may have sparse hair on his chin, and his nails may be grown long and untrimmed. He limps with a walk with a bounce. His shoulders are hunched forward. He previously broke his jaw and has screws or pins inserted on both sides. So his jaw may appear larger, but I think that's from the screws and the pins that are in the sides of his jaw. He has a tattoo of a lowrider girl with a cholo hat on his upper arm, and a tattoo outline that shows only her facial profile and upper chest with large breasts. He has a 2.5-inch surgical scar extending up from the navel from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Dark-colored sunburn scarring on his right hand and forearm. a scar from the front of his hairline to the back of his head from being hit by a shovel, a horizontal scar at his hairline from being hit by a vehicle, and a broken nose. His right ankle is weakened from the vehicular accident, and he wears an ACE bandage on it. Wilbert is an enrolled member of the Navajo Nation. I gotta tell you, that one right there is a lot to take in, because not only is he mentally disabled, he has a lot of things going on. Like a self-inflicted gunshot wound. You know, it just sounds like that kind of took my breath away, because it sounds like he has a lot of things going on. This guy has been missing. This man has been missing since 2004. That's a long time. That's a hell of a long time, people. Come on, we could do better. And William Head has been missing since 2014. Okay, I know we can do better. If anybody has information, please call your local law enforcement and give them the information that you have. Wilhelmina Whitewater, missing since 7/31/2018. From Tusley, Arizona. I apologize if I am not saying that correctly. Female, Native American, 45 years old, 5'4", 140 pounds. A black and white jacket, black pants, black and purple sneakers, and two rings. Native American female, black hair, brown eyes. Her nickname is Mina, and she is a member of the Navajo Dine tribe. She was last seen in Tisali, Arizona. I do apologize again. On July 31st, 2018, she left home, apparently with the intention to return, but she never came back. She's never been heard from again, and few details are available in her case. If you have any information on her, please contact the Navajo Nation Police Department, 928-674-2000. I'm kind of blown away by this, because this is a long time for all these people to be missing, that nothing is done. It's just really a long time, especially, you know, I'm just still like Wilbert Martin, you know, missing since 2014. You know, it's just, oh my God. I try not to get myself wrapped up with these people. Let me put that a different way. I try not to let it get to me. Like, I do this and I want to find these people and I'm passionate about it, but I try not to let it get into my head or depress me, because a lot of these will just make me cry. And I try not to do that. You know, William Head was missing in 2014. And then you have Wilbert Martin, who's been missing since 2014. It's just, I'm reading the characteristics of him, and he has so many things going on. You know, he's farsighted, he's nearsighted. He has pins in his jawline, you know. He has a self-inflicted gunshot wound. He has screws and pins inserted in his right knee. he may have a metal plate in his head. I mean, it's like, wow, how much can one person endure? Now he's missing. We've got to do better. We've got to do better. I just, you know, I'm just blown away by that. I didn't mean to, like, take a pause there. I'm just really, this one really, really got to me. I want to thank you for joining me on Murdered and Missing Monday on the Daisy Take. I really appreciate you joining me every week and every Monday. And I am so sorry for being late doing my podcast today. This is something that I just take seriously with my whole heart. And there was unfortunately things that happened today that I could not prevent. It was just overwhelming today. Today's been very overwhelming, and you know, I just need to process what happened today. It's nothing with me, it's with a family member, but let me just express this. If you know of anybody who needs mental help, if you know anybody who needs help with alcohol or drugs or has suicidal ideations, please call 911. Call the suicide prevention hotline. Call someone to get that person the help they need. With that being said, I want to thank you for joining me today. I appreciate you all. I will see you next Monday. I hope that you have a wonderful week and see you on Friday for the Daisy Take. Be kind to one another. Love you. Bye.